The matchup for Super Bowl 50 is set. On February 7th, the Denver Broncos and veteran quarterback Peyton Manning will take on the Cam Newton-led Carolina Panthers. Here in Boston, we're calling it the football game without Tom Brady, who probably can't move anyway. Oh, did he get hit by the Denver defense yesterday? Where was I? Oh, yes, the Super Bowl. It will go forward in Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, the home stadium of the San Francisco 49ers. So now is the time that sophisticated counterfeit ticket and merchandise scams go into overdrive. Beth Willen from Here and Now contributor KQED looks at the technological race between the NFL and the counterfeiters.
At a sandwich shop in Santa Clara, California, college students aren't talking about their studies as much as about Super Bowl predictions. The game is to be played just a few miles down the road at Levi's Stadium.
You know, they came back. Like, it was a little iffy there for a little bit, and then they just came back.
This 19-year-old Santa Clara University student who didn't want to give his name isn't going to the Super Bowl, but he understands why fans would shell out thousands for tickets. And he's not surprised some end up buying fakes, many with replicas of the NFL's security hologram. Like a lot of college students, he has a fake driver's license with a security hologram that also looks like the real thing.
It's pretty easy. There's a lot of websites I know that, like from China and from other places, that where you can just order them.
15 minutes to go in regulation. Third and one.
The stakes are much higher for February's Super Bowl 50. Take last year's game in Arizona, where the average resale ticket cost reached well over $4,000. Homeland Security Investigations agent Kit Welsh says counterfeiters were able to sell those tickets for more than double that price.
Tickets were going a few days before the game and on game day for as much as $10,000. So you don't have to sell a whole lot of them to make a lot of money.
So how do fans keep getting taken so easily? For one, they buy the tickets sight unseen online, and they don't do it through the NFL or the league's authorized online ticket sellers. They don't find out the tickets are fake until they get to the scanner at the entrance to the stadium. By then, fans are out thousands, and scam artists have made a fortune. Dolores DiBella is an NFL attorney overseeing anti-counterfeiting. She says more security features are built into the tickets each year.
Some of those measures are covert. Some of them are overt. So some of them are easily visible. Others aren't. But I can tell you that there will be, as you mentioned, the hologram. That is one feature that has been used in past Super Bowl tickets, which will be used this year.
It's come down to a technology race between the NFL and counterfeiters, says Brian Jenkins, who advises the RAND Corporation on anti-terrorism issues. He believes the league has met its match.
More sophisticated counterfeits actually replicate the hologram itself. They can do this with equipment that probably runs in perhaps $20,000 or less. There is a lucrative market.
20. 15.
The NFL is also cracking down on the sale of knockoff Super Bowl swag. You know, the poorly stitched jerseys and beanies you see on the streets around stadiums.
That's the last of that graphic, yes.
Steve, a San Jose, California street vendor who sells what he calls gray area or unofficial merchandise, operates a few blocks from the arena where the NFL is holding a big kickoff event before the Super Bowl. But Steve won't be selling anything during Super Bowl week. At the NFL's request, the city is pushing out local vendors during that time.
I can't sell downtown, San Pedro Square. There's a blackout zone way above what there should be on blackout zones. They got all the areas covered.
And the NFL isn't only going after street vendors. It's also targeting huge warehouses and online stores filled with counterfeit sports merchandise, much of it from China. It's far less expensive than NFL gear, but it often falls apart after a few washes.
That one's cool.
Still, sports fans like Tim Martinez don't mind if the swag is fake. It's easy on his wallet and makes for a good relationship with his teenage son.
Hey, as long as he likes it, then that's okay. If he's happy, I'm happy.
It's not a laughing matter to federal law enforcement and the NFL. Right before the Super Bowl, they'll announce how much fake merchandise they confiscated in the past year in a program called Operation Team Player.
Tony McDaniel was able to bring them back.
Last year, it totaled $37 million. For Here and Now, I'm Beth Willon in San Jose.